Chapter 19. Receive God's Perfect Peace. You have seen that God has repeatedly instructed you to focus on Him instead of choosing to focus on anything that you might fear. Quote, "You will guard Him and keep Him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because He commits Himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you." Unquote. Isaiah 23, verse 3, Amplified. God has promised to guard you and keep you in perfect and constant peace. Once again, you decide whether you will receive the supernatural protection and peace that God offers to you. This promise is conditional. Your Father will protect you and keep you in constant peace if you do what He has instructed you to do. He has instructed you to keep your mind focused continually on Him because you trust Him completely. You should never allow anything to come ahead of God. You should keep Him in first place in your life all of the time. Quote, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Unquote. Revelation 4, verse 11, King James. The best place you can be in the spiritual realm is in the second place because you have put God in the first place where He belongs. God created you. Everyone else in the world itself, and the heaven where all Christians will live with Him throughout eternity. He deserves to be in the first place in your life. Quote, "So that He alone, in everything and in every respect, might occupy the chief place. Stand first and be preeminent." Unquote. Colossians 1, verse 18, Amplified. This verse of Scripture refers to keeping Jesus Christ in first place in your life. Please note the words everything, every, and the chief place in this verse. There is no question that you are instructed to keep Jesus in absolute first place in your life all of the time. Gratitude will flood your heart if you keep before you the reality of what Jesus did for you. Jesus paid an enormous price on the cross at Calvary so that you can live eternally with Him in heaven. Jesus said, quote, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Unquote. Matthew 6, verse 33, King James. In these words that He spoke in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told His disciples that they should put God's kingdom first. He instructed them to live righteous lives in obedience to God's instructions. Jesus assured them that every need would be met if they obeyed these instructions. This promise applies to your life today. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, "I have no delight or desire on earth besides you." Unquote. Psalm 73, verse 25, Amplified. The psalmist delighted in God. Nothing that he desired came ahead of God. God was in absolute first place all the time, exactly where He should be. You must not make the mistake of allowing anyone or anything to come ahead of God. Put all personal goals and desires behind God, not ahead of Him. Put anything that you are tempted to fear behind God, not in front of Him. Your Father wants you to be single-minded. He does not want you to allow anything to get into your mind instead of your constant focus on Him. Some people are double-minded. Their minds go back and forth from one thing to another. They may focus on God for a while, but their focus is not consistent. Double-minded people are prime candidates to be overcome by fear. Quote, "For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, He is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, decides. Unquote. James 1 verse 8, Amplified. This verse says that if you are double-minded, you are unstable and unreliable. You will be hesitant instead of being completely focused on God all the time. If you focus continually on God, you will have, quote, peace, a peaceful mind free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, unquote. James 3, verse 18, Amplified. Your Father wants you to have a peaceful mind. He does not want you to allow fear or any other negative emotion to get into your mind. You saw at the beginning of this chapter that God will keep you in perfect and constant peace if your mind is focused on Him. Because you trust Him totally, completely, and absolutely. Whenever you face adversity, you should focus on the times in the past when God brought you safely through adversity. Quote, earnestly remember the marvelous deed which He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He uttered, as in Egypt. Unquote. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 12, Amplified. The Israelites were instructed to earnestly remember the great things that God did for them. This instruction also applies to you. When you do something earnestly, you are totally committed to what you are doing. Focus continually on God and His mighty power. If you have not been a Christian long enough to have a history of what God has done in your life, you can meditate instead on stories from the Bible that explain how God brought people through severe problems. The same God who brought many other people through adversity in the past will bring you safely through whatever adversity you face today. Focus continually on God. Trust Him completely. Quote, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Unquote. Proverbs 4, verses 25 through 27, King James. You have seen that your Father does not want you to be double-minded, going back and forth from faith in Him to fear, worry, and anxiety. Keep looking straight ahead. Refuse to look to the left or right. Keep moving forward. Focus continually on whatever path the Lord is leading you to follow. Do exactly what He instructs you to do. You must not allow Satan's demons to influence you, to allow fear to dominate your thinking. The Word of God consistently instructs you to be single-minded. Quote, I saw the Lord constantly before me, for He is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down from my secure and happy state. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue exulted exceedingly. Unquote. Acts 2, verse 25 through 26, Amplified. The word constantly in this passage of Scripture applies to your life today. You have seen that God is with you all the time. Focus constantly on His indwelling presence. Absolutely refuse to give up the joy that He will give you if you obey His repeated instructions to focus continually on Him. When King Jehoshaphat faced a mighty army that was far superior to his army, he focused continually on God. He absolutely refused to dwell upon the obvious superiority of the enemy. King Jehoshaphat did not see any way out of the problems he faced. He did what you should do when you face problems that seem to have no solution. He focused continually on God. King Jehoshaphat prayed, saying, quote, We have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Unquote. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, NIV. Refuse to dwell upon your human inadequacies. Refuse to focus on the seeming severity of whatever problems you face. Fear cannot obtain a foothold in your life if you consistently focus on God. You should be like the psalmist David, who said, quote, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad in my glory, my inner self rejoices. My body too shall rest and confidently dwell in safety. Unquote. Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9, Amplified. Your heart will sing with joy if you focus continually on God. You will be calm, quiet, and confident deep down inside yourself because you will not allow Satan's demons to influence you to be afraid. You will be certain that you are safe because God is watching over you and protecting you. See Psalm 5, verse 11, and Proverbs 29, verse 25. You should do what Moses did when he faced seemingly impossible problems. When Pharaoh and his mighty army were pursuing him, Moses was blocked from turning to the right or the left. He did not focus on the impassable mountains on either side of him or the deep Red Sea that was ahead of him. Quote, motivated by faith, he left Egypt behind him, being unawed and undismayed by the wrath of the king, for he never flinched, but held staunchly to his purpose and endured steadfastly as one who gazed upon him who is invisible. Unquote. Hebrews 11, verse 27, Amplified. This verse tells you that Moses never flinched. When you flinch in the face of adversity, you draw back. You do not continue to move forward. Moses was single-minded because of his faith in God. He did not think about the mighty army behind him, the high mountains to his right and left, or the Red Sea in front of him. Instead, Moses kept moving forward with unwavering faith because he focused on him who is invisible. You must not allow the obstacles that you face to dominate your consciousness. Instead of focusing on what you can see, you should focus continually on God whom you cannot see. God honored Moses' faith in him. He parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites could pass safely through on dry ground. When Pharaoh and his army came, the water returned and they were killed. Quote, urged on by faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as though on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do the same thing, they were swallowed up by the sea. Unquote. Hebrews 11, verse 29, Amplified. God will honor your faith in him, just as he honored the faith of Moses. Do not be afraid. Focus continually on God, as he has repeatedly instructed you to do.